Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From our little favorite newspaper, the Johnson County Post.
Drivers caught not charging a car in an EV spot in Merriam can now be fined. So read that, Scott. You drive a Hyundai. And
no, I don't. I drive a Kia.
You see this EV spot in front of a business in Merriam and you think, it's a front spot. Don't mind if I do. And you pull right on in there. You don't have an electric vehicle. You don't need a charger, but you take the charging spot. You can now be fined in the city of Merriam and wait until I tell you how much.
You can also be fined if you drive an EV vehicle and do not charge.
If you're just sitting there and not using it.
That is correct.
Okay. So this happened to me 6 months ago or 5 months ago. I was out at one of my favorite little spots to eat in Leawood, and there were three EV charging stations. And I thought, oh, I'm going to, you know what, while I'm popping in there, I might as well charge. All three cars in those spots were not electric vehicles and or not using the charger. And I was annoyed. Not as annoyed as I would be if, like, you took a handicapped spot and you're not handicapped. But I was still annoyed.
There is one parking lot in Leawood where it happens to be the first three spots. Yes. I may or may not have parked in one of those.
Samuel, that is not for you.
With that gigantic gas guzzler truck?
The parking lot was full. It was an open spot.
Okay, well, I hope you get fined.
Well, did they want me to park on the grass?
The city of Merriam will now require vehicles parked in front of electric vehicle charging stations to be plugged in, or you will be subject to a fine. This came on a 6-0 vote, by the way. The Merriam City Council approved the new ordinance that levies fines for owners of vehicles, both non-EV and EV, who park in a charging spot without using the charging station.
How much?
Oh, 12 bucks.
You just wait.
Merriam police. Ugh.
The minimum fine.
Liberals.
Is $100 all the way up to $500.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You can pay for that with all the savings from not using gas.
Signage will be posted at each EV charging station noting the new requirements.
I would be surprised if they wrote more than two of those
in the next year. I am not an EV driver. I have nothing against electric vehicles.
I know you don't. It's a jerk move if you take that spot.
I agree with you.
I'm not pregnant, and I wouldn't take a pregnant or expectant mother spot, though I think those are stupid. Sorry, I just said it.
Unlike you, I'm not a senior, and so I wouldn't take a senior's parking spot.
Wow.
Not yet.
Were you asked if you were a grandma over the weekend or not?
I don't have gray hairs coming out of my ears or my nostrils.
Not yet.
I'll leave it at that.
I will say that even though I may or may not have parked in an EV spot a time or two, just one time actually, it is similar to parking at a gas pump and never pumping gas.
Now, I frequently do that.
So what?
There's a cup. Wait. For a couple of instances, and they are narrow, I have done it.
Well done, steak. Parks at gas pumps and doesn't pump.
Who pumps when you're not pumping?
What?
That's what she said.
You know what I mean? There's why take up the spot, Scott?
I don't know.
It's also further from the store than the parking spot you would have parked in.
I'm not talking about daily walk. I'm going to be honest. I'm not talking about Quick Trip. At my favorite small mom-and-pop gas station, there really is no place to park. And so if there's – here's the deal. If there's nobody there, I will pull – and it's just like 6 or 8 pumps, one station. Does that make sense, Scott?
Yeah.
It's not like 20 stations like at Quick Trip. It's one station. I will pull all the way up to the first station – and then run in, grab my bottle of wine, run out.
So there is a QT near my house.
Gas station wine?
That's fabulous.
No, that's pretty WT if you ask me.
They sell Camus there.
I don't even know what that is.
It ain't WT.
Okay. So there is a QT near my house. And in the mornings.
Very respectable gas station.
Thank you. In the mornings, I like to go to QT and I get a Gatorade and a New York Times or a Wall Street Journal, depending on their headline.
Okay.
I will always park, and I'm a jerk, I will always park in a gas stall and walk into the gas station. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
It is very busy, very busy. And when I park in the gas stall, I can pull out forward. Instead of having to back up and be, oh, God, I'm going to hit somebody or somebody's going to hit me.
Okay.
Does this now make sense?
You could always back into the spot.
Oh, like a guy who drives a big, giant truck?
Here's the other thing I'll do, Scott. If I am the only person there and I pull all the way up to the very front, and I know I'm literally the only reason I go to that gas station is to pop in for a bottle of wine on the way home. I run in, but as I'm running in, I do the wave, like, Just give me a minute. Like, so that if someone's driving by and they see me and they're like, what is that Tesla doing right there? I'm like, just running in. And there's 8 other spots that you can put your gas.
Oh, that's even worse.
Why?
Parking an electric car at a gas pump to not use it. And you're mad about people parking in the EV spot.
There's nowhere at this one gas station to park.
Great point.
Except around the corner. And I'm not getting killed by a serial killer. No, it's a tiny mom and pop, Scott.
There's nowhere to park except for those parking spots over there.
Correct. The whole thing is the size of this room. That's it. And so I will just run up to the front slot and be like, real quick, sorry, boop, boop, run in, boop, boop, boop.
You have an electric vehicle.
They don't have parking spots.
You just said they did.
Well, there's some way around the back, around the corner, but it's dark. I'm not going to go get killed.
It's an unlighted parking lot?
It's a very small mom and pop gas station on State Line Road.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Love that little gas station.
It's right next to the school zone that you hate, isn't it?
It is.
Bingo.
Is that a known location for ne'er-do-wells?
If I'm in a hurry, it is. In response to a question from Councilmember Jason Silvers, they said enforcing the ordinance for private charges would be similar to enforcing handicap signage on private properties.
So it's never, ever, ever going to be enforced.
I don't read this that way at all.
Well, when do they ever enforce when you park in a handicap spot? They never do.
I see it all the time when people park in handicap spots at gas stations, and they never get a ticket for it.
Well, you should. For a handicap spot, you should.
Now, the argument always is you don't know somebody's handicap, right? Which is a potentially fair argument. Potentially
if they don't
fair.
Have the placard...
That's right.
You don't have the placard.
That's exactly right.
And this comes up when my mom and dad are in town. They don't have her handicap placard. They've rented a car. And my dad will drive my mom up to the door, drop her off, go park in a traditional spot, and then walk the extra whatever to come join us for dinner.
Which is what he should do.
It is what he should do, and he knows it.
Yeah. But I do think that they have the right to call the police and complain, and the police should have the right to show up and write a ticket because, in theory, you are stealing money from them for every minute that you're parked in that spot because those chargers aren't free.
Hmm.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Again, if you take same logic to the gas station with an EV, you're also stealing money from the gas station.
Fair point, but I don't own an EV. When you pull into, like, let's say you're in the Hy-Vee parking lot, right? And you pull into an EV spot, do they provide the electricity for free?
No.
You have to pay for that.
Most of the time, yes. There are some like third level chargers or whatever they're called. I don't really know all the terminology.
Okay, so you put a credit card in.
Yep. And it's actually, in many cases, a little bit more expensive than when you go to the gas pump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Did not know that. Did not know that.
I have my own charger where I live, so I don't need to charge anymore in other spots. I just don't. Except if I am on the road, like on the way to, I don't know, Manhattan. On the way back, I did have to stop in Topeka to charge for like 3 minutes.
Did that trigger you?
It did. Scott, thank you for asking.
Was it the north side?
It was not. It's on the west side. The car will tell you where to go and when you need to go. It'll say, in order to make it home, you need to stop here to charge. And I go, okay.
Does it really?
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there no chargers way out west in Manhattan?
I do not believe that is the case.
They don't have hotels.
Okay.
And they do not have EV chargers.
Huh. Damn. Interesting.
I'm sure they do, but the car was saying to get all the way back to Kansas City, you need to stop here. And I think it was like a Hy-Vee or something in Topeka.
Yeah.
Good talk. Leave me alone.
Good morning. I am in my car alone with everything packed up. And he is driving behind me, and I'm okay. But did you know you have to drive through Lawrence to get to Manhattan? That is so rude.
So rude.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.